Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All right, 6:55, 5 till 7, our friend Tommy Tucker, WWO, Michael Williamson, our friend, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana, joins us to talk about how you can donate to the United Way's Fund for Victims of the Bourbon Street Terror Attack. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. Tommy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. I haven't spoken to you, so I'll tell you Happy New Year. I wish the new year could have started on a better way than it did with the attack on Bourbon Street. Tell me what the response has been like so far and what people can do to help.
Yeah, Tommy, let me start by saying, you know, hearts, thoughts, prayers go out to the 14 families of the deceased victims and the more than 40 that were injured and hospitalized. The response has been overwhelming. Gail Benson's significant contribution to our efforts along with the Saints and the NFL Foundation, was huge. But just individuals from across the world that have been making big and small gifts to ensure that we can get the victims the help they need. It's been amazing.
Tell me how people can donate and what the money is going to be used for, Michael, if you will, please.
Sure. I appreciate you asking. So folks can go to United Way, SELA.org. It's right there on the homepage. It's United for NOLA, United for New Orleans Relief Fund. Right there, you can click to donate. But you can also see a timeline of all of our activities since January 1st and an accounting of how much money we've raised and how much we've actually put out the door. So United Way, SELA.org. It's all right there. Folks can contribute easily. And also, if folks need resources, we have a resource page there, so folks know where to go for resources. And the funds have been used already to provide direct financial assistance to impacted victims and also supporting our partners in providing mental health counseling.
Michael, in general, talk about the need for help and how, generally speaking, in addition to helping the Bourbon Street attack victims and their families, how people, why they should help the United Way, I guess what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, it shows up in the comments that people are making when they make gifts. So they follow our posts on social media. You know, folks, you know, our donors feel like the last thing that a family should have to worry about is how they get food or how they get transportation to get to their loved one who may be in the hospital or come to get their remains, unfortunately. So, folks, you know, our donors really want to make sure that those worries are taken out of the way so folks can focus on their family and their recovery, because we know it's going to be long. And we just don't think that the financial burden of a funeral or food or transportation or medical expenses should be a burden to these families at this time.
Tell me again, Michael, before we wrap it up, how people can donate.
Sure. Go to United Way, SELA.org. It's right there on the front page. You can click to donate and also find out more about resources that are available to families that are impacted.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Michael Williamson, CEO of United Way of Southeast Louisiana. So to recap, if you want to find out more about SBA loans, you can go to lending.sba.gov is what they told me, lending.sba.gov, or you can go to one of the two centers that have been set up, one at the Palace Cafe on Canal Street, the other at the main library on Loyola. If you want to donate to the United Way, you can do it at unitedwaycela.org. And we all know New Orleans is a caring community, and we always have each other's backs. And the victims of the Bourbon Street terror attack and their families need our help. The Greater New Orleans Foundation made it easy with the New Orleans New Year's Day Tragedy Fund. You can donate now to that by going to gnof.org, or you can go to neworleanssaints.com and purchase the NOLA Love T-shirt. And I'll be buying them for the staff because I want to make a donation, and I think it's a spiffy-looking shirt. Or you can go to Pelicans.com and purchase the Pels version of the NOLA Love T-shirt. And those proceeds benefit United Way's United for New Orleans Relief Fund. So you can go to GNOF.org, make a donation, or you can go to NewOrleansSaints.com, get your NOLA Love Saints T-shirt, or go to Pelicans.com, get your Pels version of the NOLA Love T-shirt, or go to UnitedWaysCELA.org. We come back, we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, get the latest from him about the council hearings on the attack and barriers and bollards and more. And then we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union.